From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Kevin Foley reading Keohawk, Golden Arrows by Craig Fraley. Now let's begin with Keohawk, Golden Arrows. Chapter 1, Las Vegas, July, the present. Crystal knew something was wrong when Kirk came home with a dozen yellow roses, her favorite. She wasn't pregnant. It wasn't her birthday or their anniversary, so that meant something was wrong. The roses made a beautiful centerpiece. They decorated a table set with pasta and tossed green salad. The food had barely been touched, and Kirk was on his third glass of wine. Another sign something was wrong.
"Why can't a man bring his wife flowers just for the hell of it?"
Kirk asked, swirling the red liquid around the brim of his glass.
"Well, it's not your style, honey. The last time you brought me flowers was when I was pregnant with Ronnie."
Kirk looked at the empty place setting, noticing for the first time that his 11-year-old son wasn't there.
"Pretty observant for a detective, honey,"
Crystal said, clearing away the mostly untouched dinner.
"He's staying over at Bobby's."
"On a school night?"
"It's Friday night, honey."
Crystal came back from the kitchen and poured herself a tall glass of wine. She figured whatever was bothering him was going to bother her, too. Crystal wanted to shout,
"Well, what is it?"
But 17 years of marriage to a police detective had taught her patience beyond anything other housewives would consider possible. She sipped just enough of